The IU Opera Theater opens its 60th season with a terrific performance of Giuseppe Verdi's lovely La Traviata. The sets and costumes by C. David Higgins got loud applause for the opening ball scene, the getaway cottage, and even the evocatively dark and sick room of the final scene. The decor was sumptuous, with the large chorus mostly in white, black, and gray, the principals in striking colors. Everywhere there were mirrors reflecting the characters and their actions back onto themselves as a commentary on the artificiality and fragility of life in Paris's half-world, its demi-mondaine. Stage director Tito Capobianco, as lavished his years of experience on the production, with detailed attention to the principals and plenty of involved action for William John Gray's very accomplished chorus. Saturday night's consumptive heroine, the courtesan Violetta, was sung beautifully by Joanna Rujawala. She has a lovely, warm, low register that can simply caress, and then plenty of edge and power in the upper portions of the range. Her acting, from the joyfully energetic to the tragically pathetic, was a pleasure to watch. Partnering her was tenor Jason Wixon as the young poetic Alfredo Germont, with a very nice characterization of the smitten young man and a voice that always reflected the drama. Composer Verdi certainly loved his heroines and his tenors, but he seems to have had a soft spot for his older characters as well. Jin-Uk Lee took advantage of this as he brought our sympathy to his role as the man who separates the lovers, Alfredo's father, Giorgio Germont, singing with feeling and power. There's a neat touch in the final scene of La Traviata. The lighting and staging moved my attention away from the deathbed to Violetta's maid, as she was overcome by grief and fell to her knees, crossing herself at the heroine's death. Jessica Feigenbaum's grief was a potent note. From the first sadly tentative notes in the orchestra, David Efron conducted a production that was always dynamically on the move through the musically and dramatically varied score in a very satisfying evening of theater. Many of the audience were standing for the applause at the curtain call. The IU Opera Theater's production of La Traviata continues on Friday and Saturday, October 3rd and 4th. You can find this review and an insightful interview with designer C. David Higgins on our website at wfiu.org. At the Opera for You, I'm George Walker.